This is the time and place for hearings of the Sussex County Board of Adjustment. And our first order of business will be the approval of the minutes from November the 5th. Do I have a motion to approve those minutes?
So moved.
I'll second that.
Motion made by Mr. Workman, seconded by Mr. Rickard. All those in favor signify the usual voting sign. Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, motion carried. And now the minutes of November the 19th, 2012.
So moved.
Second.
Motion's been moved and seconded. All those in favor signify by usual voting sign. Aye.
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 Those opposed, the minutes for November 19th are approved. And now the finding of facts for November the 5th.
I move that the finding of the facts of November 5th, 2012 be approved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion carried. And the finding of facts from November the 19th.
So moved.
Is there a second?
I'll second that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? And I guess we shouldn't forget the agenda for this evening. We have a motion to approve the agenda as revised.
So moved.
And a second?
Second.
Second that.
Motion's been made and seconded. Approve the agenda as revised. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion's carried. Mr. Sharp.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is the time and place for evening hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are a number of public hearings this evening, and in order to proceed in an orderly fashion and ensure full participation by those present with an interest, hearings will be conducted subject to certain rules. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion and take directions from the chairman. Unruly or disorderly conduct will not be tolerated and may result in expulsion from the room. Each application will be announced. The applicant will be asked to come forward and be sworn in. The applicant will then present the case, explain the request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The burden is on the applicant to address the statutory factors for a variance or special use exception. The board may ask questions of the applicant and any of the witnesses. The board will then invite public comment. Supporters go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak. Please be concise with your statements and avoid being repetitive. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents. If you have questions for others, those questions must first be directed to the board, and the board will then direct the question to the appropriate individual. Once all testimony has been presented, the public hearing will then be closed, and the case may be tabled, voted upon, or taken under advisement for consideration at the end of the agenda. If you're here for a case listing or old business, please be advised that no new testimony or evidence will be taken unless the record was held open at the previous hearing. In addition, items listed under old business are considered after all of the new public hearings, and you're advised that it may be late in the evening when such matters come up. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening to view deliberations at the end of the agenda, or to call the board's office in the morning for the result. In addition, you may view all of these proceedings live on the internet. For courtesy of those here this evening, if you have a cell phone or pager, we would ask that you turn that off for the duration of the meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Sharp. Ms. Isaacs.
Okay, first case, 11102, Howard and Carol Miller, north of Road 362, Parker House Road, north of Georgia Drive, being Lot 30, Section 2, within Plantation Park Development, a variance from the side yard setback requirement.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Yes, Howard A. Miller. I'm presently living at 305 West 6th Street, Virginia Beach, Delaware, 19930. Because I thought I was going to settle in the house that I'm here for.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, gentlemen. For the record, my name is Jim Fuquay. I represent Howard Miller, who's seated behind me. This is an application for a variance from the side yard setback requirements for a 8-foot by 10-foot deck. The property is lot 30 in section 2 of Plantation Park. Mr. Miller purchased the property in 2001. A prior owner had placed the mobile home on the lot back in 1987, and the prior owner had obtained a building permit and constructed two wooden decks on the mobile home in January of 1997. So the decks, and more importantly, the deck in question tonight, was already constructed in 2001 when the lot was purchased by Mr. Miller. He made no change to the deck. The deck that's there today is the same deck that was there when the Millers purchased the property. I handed out some exhibits. If you look at the first exhibit, which is marked A, that is a survey from 2001. That's when the Millers purchased the property. And you can see that on that survey that it shows two existing decks. There's an interior deck, which is not in question. The other deck along lot 29 is the deck that has the encroachment. As shown on that survey, that deck at its closest point is approximately 2.9 feet from the lot line for lot 29, which is the adjacent lot. The required setback is 10 feet, but as you know, open unenclosed decks can be located up to 5 feet inside a sideline. So this deck is 2.9 feet from the sideline, 5 foot is required. So the actual variance being requested is 2.1 feet rather than the 8 feet that I stated in the application. The problem as far as the encroachment was discovered when Mr. Miller went to sell the property earlier this year. There was a new survey done, which is the next exhibit there. And of course, that basically shows the same thing. It shows the deck on the interior side yard area. That obviously held up a settlement, and settlement has not occurred yet. So basically trying to get this straightened out. Exhibit B in that pack that I gave out is the property records showing the building permits. That does show that a building permit was issued for these decks in January of 1997. Attached to that, you can see that the sketch basically shows where this deck was to be located, and it was built where the original building permit indicated it would be located. And Exhibit C is just the property records there, and that basically is showing that the building permit was issued and that there was a certificate of compliance issued on the building permit for the decks also. As to the legal standard, it's a unique situation. The decks apparently were built with a building permit back in 97 with a certificate of compliance being issued. Mr. Miller bought the property in 2001 with the deck already there, so he had nothing to do with the construction or design of where the deck was located. The deck is already there. It's needed for the continued reasonable use of the property. Obviously, it was not created by Mr. Miller. It was created by the prior owner. It's been there for 15 years. It certainly will not alter the essential character of the area since it's been in existence for such a length of time. And also, I think Susan will be reading or telling you there is a letter from Mr. Clark, who is the adjacent property owner on lot 29, stating that he has no objection to the variance and also confirming that the deck was there prior to Mr. Miller purchasing the property. And lastly, the 2.1-foot variance is the minimum needed. That's the distance that would be required in order to have a proper setback. So, Mr. Miller, is everything I just stated true? Okay. And, gentlemen, it's everything I have to present, unless you have any questions.
So the deck is not on the second floor?
No, it is
looking,
not.
Looking at that, and it looked like it was on the second floor, so you want 2.1.
It's right. On. Yeah, it's level with the first floor and has steps going down to the ground, so it's kind of the entrance there.
So the variance that we asked for is 2.1?
That's as I understand the ordinance.
Okay.
Are there questions from other members of the board? Hearing none. Is there anyone here in favor of the application? Is there a letter?
There is. There is a letter from Mr. Jim Clark. He is the neighbor, and he is in favor of the deck.
Okay. And is there anyone here in opposition to the application? Hearing none, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11102 based on the statement that was presented to us by the applicant, and also the issuance of a certificate of compliance being issued to the new owner. So I would like to make a motion that we approve it, due that there's uniqueness to the property. You can see the cul-de-sac in the front. The practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant, and that was so stated by the applicant. And the variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. And the requested variance is the minimum that will afford relief.
Motion's been made. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded by roll call vote. Mr. Rickard.
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman.
Aye, for those reasons that were stated.
Mr. Hudson.
Aye, also for those reasons stated.
And aye, for those reasons stated. So the vote is 4-0 in favor of the application.
Thank you.